Is one reason why you can't win Roland Garros?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are many, or maybe there are not.
Yeah. Okay.
So why not? I mean, let's maybe take it the other way around. That it was my first slam that I made a semifinal, and basically I grew up playing on clay, so I don't see a big trouble in that as a surface. I would maybe just point it the other way around, that it's for the other guys, meaning that we are still in tennis era where Rafael Nadal is playing, so and that's the one to really beat in French, but he's really successful there.
What will it take to your game to beat Rafa and Djokovic on clay?
I managed to beat Novak last year in Rome, and if the conditions are fast, it's warm, the courts, basically most of the, even the tournaments, or especially French Open, is very fast. So that's the conditions which I like and which I prefer, and if all the small things click together, then there is always chance, and it's gonna be always a big battle to beat those guys for best of five sets. But I think it's really looking too far and too much ahead. I always like to try to go and building, everything, the confidence, the feeling on court and everything. So, and then once you get there, it's, you see how the week goes and what kind of challenges you face through the tournament. So it's really hard to just talk about it, like what to do to beat them. I mean, you need to bring nearly more than you can really make on court, and then If you have the day, then you can be successful to do it.
And what do you think about your season so far and the start of the clay season? How do you feel?
Well, I think my season starts pretty well. It's definitely is the best start that I had. Well, honestly, I didn't even realize that new season starts. I kind of more feel that it's just another part of the year that I am in, and I'm keep playing. So, because really my off season was nearly none, it was very short, and it's a good reason to have, playing another Davis Cup final and winning that. So it's really not complaining at all about it. But so really, I'm glad that I'm able to transform it, get myself ready and prepared. Made my first semis in Australia, played a tough one with Stan, then winning another title in Rotterdam, which is always a really packed draw, and another couple of solid results with that. So yeah, I'm quite happy with the season so far.
You're talking about Davis Cup. Have you already planned to come to the semi-final in France? Or?
No, it's really, really far ahead. My main focus is right now for myself. All those three slams are in front, and that's definitely the main focus. And of course, we cannot forget there is really many of other big tournaments which are really very important, especially in this system, and you really have to keep playing well through all the year, not only by one or two tournaments a season. Then it's important to keep the really good consistency through all the season, and well, then I'm gonna decide what's gonna be the best, and if I'm gonna come or not.
Going back to your why not on clay, why not on Grand Slams? I mean, you are one of the closest to win Grand Slam outside the first four. And why Wawrinka did it and you didn't? I mean, is a reason of, because he said to me that maybe because he came later in the top 10, and maybe you come before, maybe you stay more time there waiting for something didn't come. So do you have a reason? Because you are, I mean, what you can say you have not to win as yet.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't even really complain about it that I'm too long in the top 10. That's definitely not the reason, you know. I wish it I can have even more years, you know. That's really not a good example of why not, you know. So, or maybe you can try to ask Roger if he wasn't too long number one, you know, even if it's not, it was boring for him. So definitely not this one. And why he did it, you know, he played well, many things, you know, get together for that tournament for him, you know. He won two very, very tough matches, meaning quarter semis. And then if you're playing well and, you know, you get a small piece of luck during the tournament, then that's everything what you need to make such a result than winning a slam. So, you know, that's it. I mean, we played probably the same amount of them, and so far he had it and me not.
You mentioned obviously the very successful era of Nadal on the clay. He lost here last year to Djokovic. And Djokovic was very close to beating him at Roland Garros in the semi-final.
Yeah.
Do you think that could be about to change and that Djokovic could become the number one force on clay?
Well, one day always is gonna change, and then I think we need to see it from the other way around, because what Rafa achieved, it's just something what is absolutely amazing. And even if it's gonna change one day, then it's nothing really, like not surprise or anything like that. I mean, we need to see it from the other way around, like the positive way, and not to be looking for you know, so he's not winning anymore or the way like that, you know. So
a natural change.
Well, natural change. I think it's always in this era that everybody's looking just for this change, because if you look at the 10 years ago, there was no changes, because there was every time there was a different winner. There was, if you look at the stats, that really, I mean, there was four different winners in the slams, four different finalists, the draw looks always completely different, and that's it. So in that time, nobody was talking about any changes. I mean, it's the same thing, like if Roger is not anymore number one, everybody is like, oh, he's old, he's not, it's not him anymore. And I mean, that's not right. I mean, respect what he did. That's completely incredible, and that's, no one else did it in the past, and not talk that, yeah, it's not anymore him, you know. I don't think this is right.
We always talk about players' confidence when they're into confidence, when they're losing it. Can you talk about how did you get this confidence? How did you keep it, and how did you lose it?